Welcome to the Performance Health Podcast. My name is Tim Karen. Today we've got Christian Laval from Metabolic Elite. If you don't know about Metabolic Elite, you're going to be in for a great episode. This is a revolutionary product. I'm proud to say I'm affiliated with Metabolic Elite, but more importantly, I'm proud to say that I had the opportunity to connect with the team over there. From Christian, who's going to give incredible insights on how he's building a brand, building a business. Guy who left the team sector and now is taking that big step into that entrepreneurial world of building business. His father, Dr. James Laval, the entire team from Mike Potenza, Cal Dietz, Kevin Neild, Jim Snyder, amazing resources. Head over to metabolicelite.co. It'll be one of the most transformative experiences you could possibly go through. If you like supplements, if you like building a brand, if you like understanding the science behind everything, you're going to love everything they have to offer. This episode was truly one of a kind, and hope you guys are getting the vibe of building the business is a critical aspect we all need to take on, whether it's just to accentuate what you're trying to do on an everyday practice at your gym, or it's trying to actually build some sustainable income so you can have more options and more of a diversified portfolio, if you will. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe, share, makes a huge difference. Also head over to strengthtc.com, get a range of our books, Strength Deficit, which is cheaper than on Amazon, How to Become a Strength Coach, which is also cheaper than on Amazon. You can pre-order my third book, which I'll be talking a lot more here in the upcoming season, writing programs in the team sector. And then finally, my two courses. Foundations course, which if you are not familiar with, is a revolutionary product. I'm telling you guys, if you guys get on the Foundations course, you will not regret it. It is the number one requested thing I get to talk about. And I'm not saying that lightly. Every single time I talk about it, people walk away from there transformed. The other course I have is Strength Deficit. So if you're familiar with the Strength Deficit book, you need a companion guide, the Strength Deficit course will definitely help you out with that. Head over to strengthtc.com, makes a huge difference. Lastly, if you guys want to get access to some of the Metabolic Elite products, you can get 15% off by using my discount code TIM15, that's T-I-M-1-5. Save yourself 15% off their revolutionary products. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Let's get talking to Christian Laval. Unlock your potential as a strength coach with the Foundations course. Are you ready to take your coaching to the next level? The Foundations course isn't just another checklist or to-do list. It's a transformative journey that focuses on key models and skills that make great strength coaches. It will help you develop into the best version of yourself. In this course, you'll dive deep into essential concepts such as what do you want? Why do you want that? How are you going to get that? We're going to develop the motivation to develop the skills that are prerequisite to getting what you want. We're going to maintain motivation through practice. We're going to master communication. We're going to work on application through developing a coaching business and a 1 to 5 and a 10-year plan. This course is designed to be specific to your needs. You'll learn at your own pace, diving into what matters to you. Each lesson is paired with an interactive workbook and a corresponding module. You'll get a copy of the Foundations workbook and a copy of How to Become a Strength Coach to make a deeper understanding of the lessons we're going through. Why choose the Foundations course? Develop a personalized coaching strategy that's tailored to you, your wants, and your needs. Build the skills and knowledge needed to become the strength coach you know you can be. Map out a clear 1, 5, and 10-year plan to stay on track for long-term success. Receive hands-on resources to help integrate learning into your coaching practice. The best coaches aren't born. They're made through consistent learning and development. This is your opportunity to become the coach that you know you always could be. Start your journey today by purchasing the Foundations course. Hey, everybody. We got Christian Laval on, president of Metabolic Elite. Fired up to have you on. Give me your story, man. Tell me how we got here.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on here with you. I know our history goes pretty far back on with you just being a colleague of my dad's and us just being in the same circle, but we finally got to actually start a relationship. I would say I had Omni Contraction, I think last year is like when we really started to start chatting, and it's been awesome up to this point. But yeah, so I'm Christian Laval, I'm president of Metabolic Elite, and my story starts as a college athlete and then got recruited to play football at Utah State, played there. And then transferred to Texas Tech, played there for a little year and a half, 2 years, ended up having a neck injury where I was just having chronic stinger problems, and made a business decision to hang the cleats up and then focus on my education. And then also that kind of led me into the strength conditioning graduate assistant position at Texas Tech. Really, after being an athlete, that's your identity. It took me 6 months, I would say, to like really figure out, hey, what do I want to do? What am I interested in? I knew I loved strength conditioning. I knew I loved health and wellness just because of the background with my dad, Jim LaValle, being in the industry, pulling the edge, growing up around people like Cal Beats and having Charles Poliquin come to my heart, my dad's California clinic and evaluating me when I was like in seventh grade, and which was an incredible experience, and having a master's Olympian come to my garage and teach me how to hip grip and power clean, all this stuff when I was in middle school. I had a very unique kind of into the industry, which is really cool, and I wouldn't change anything for the world. I love my experience, but going from football to strength conditioning GA, the position was open. They were looking for some new interns, and I was able to get the position, interviewed, did all that, and then I was able to work my way up to a paid spot pretty quickly under Torrey Stevens at Texas Tech. You know, he runs an amazing program on the Olympic side of things. I got to learn a lot outside of just football. I got to learn the tennis, basketball, baseball, how things are, because football is like its own world. You know, once I was able to break out of that and go learn a lot of other things, I was really fortunate to do that. I was getting my master's at the time in kinesiology with a concentration in human performance. Got to also be a research assistant for Dr. Grant Tinsley, who's at the Energy Balance of Body Composition Lab at Texas Tech. He's doing some amazing research on body comp. Got to write, he mentored me on my manuscript in my master's program as well. And yeah, that's a really quick nutshell story of just my transition through college years into the professional side of things.
So that's a great segue, because I was thinking about you and what I wanted to talk about with you in this episode. It's that decision to leave the team sector that I'm most interested in hearing about. So you're now president of Metabolic Elite, which is, for those who don't know, it's a supplement company. We could talk about the value prop Metabolic Elite has versus another supplement company here through, I'm sure, your story. What was that moment where you made that, where you knew you were going to make that decision to leave the team sector and go into a professional world of being a supplement owner?
Yeah, obviously when my dad was kind of like, we need you a part of the Metabolic Elite team. It was my last semester of my master's. He was like, hey, we have everything pretty much ready. We just need somebody to lead the charge on this thing. And I was doing it for Metabolic Elite, getting ready to launch during the last semester of my master's, which was a challenge in itself, trying to launch a company and be a GA and an RN. So it was a big task. I always have wanted to work for my dad. He's my biggest mentor. I look up to him in everything that I do. I learn so much from him on a daily basis. And I didn't want to miss out on this opportunity, because it sounds bad, but strength conditioning will always be there. It's not going anywhere. So I wanted to get as much out of this opportunity with my dad and build a company with him, maturing and going through the process of owning a company. I can always coach. Like, I can do some private stuff on the side. It's really where the passion is. I love college athletics. I love being a part of it, but I really just love coaching. So I think that I knew I would have the opportunity to coach at the same time as building this amazing company with a really good group of guys. And not everybody gets that opportunity to put their name against next to some of the best coaches and best professionals to ever do it. And doing that at such a young age and being able to call people like yourself mentors and colleagues, I just couldn't pass up on that opportunity. And it really just fit extremely well for where I was at in life. And really, supplements is, for me, is like, it's just a passion that I've always had. I've always loved taking supplements. I grew up seeing value in vitamins. I grew up seeing value in, hey, this is what you have to do to make sure that you are putting yourself in the best position to be a high performer. But also now I'm just looking to be healthy and functional and be able to have a long, happy life. And I've always seen value in, you know, high quality supplementation and kind of being did a bodybuilding show, kind of like a closeted bodybuilding like connoisseur. I just love golden era bodybuilding. Obviously, you got the inside scoop on the experiment my dad and I are about to do here in a couple of weeks, which we can maybe get into a little bit if it fits. But so I have that passion for just bodybuilding, and with bodybuilding comes supplements, right? You know, now when I get Kamesh supplements, high performance, and I get to do it with my dad. I was like, this is amazing. I can't ask for anything other than this.
So this, I actually have a really interesting question on this one, because with your father being your mentor, your hero, a lot of times, if I'm a betting man, I'm assuming your dad isn't a nepotism guy. Like, you weren't going to be like, it wasn't like, I don't care if Christian's an awful person, he's going to run a company for me one day. Right. So with that being said, is how do you cross that threshold with a mentor or even a hero to get in business with them?
I think we just both knew that it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. But that seed was always planted. You got to earn it. I'm not handing you this position. That's why my grades were top notch. That's why I didn't have to be a GA. I didn't have to be an RA. I didn't have to do these things. But I wanted to get as much as I could out of my experience at Texas Tech after being an athlete, and just surrounding myself with, I was going to Omni Contraction while I was a GA. I was going to all of these conferences, signing up for these courses, just because I love to learn. I love to be a part of the culture. And I had to earn my position 100%. And he always tells me, you don't have this just because you're my son. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I got to prove myself every day that I'm worthy to keep the position of president of one of his companies, because his name's behind it. Our last name is on this company. And I have to carry myself in a certain way and handle business a certain way, because it's his professional career is on the line. My professional career is on the line. There's a lot of people that have their names stuck to this thing that have a lot on the line as well. So I can't, there's way for everything. There's some operational stuff and learning through business, but there's no error for lack of character and hard work and work ethic.
So now, as you left the team sector, this is something that I've had to work through. The schedule of the team sector, it's seasonal. It has these periodic stoppages that you can't work with athletes, or breakages or changes of season. How have you been adjusting to the Groundhog Day that is being an entrepreneur?
Oh, man. If you're one of my friends, you'll probably get some texts and pictures of, like, they love this, because when you get that sale, or you get that client, you get that athlete, or you get that coach that wants to be involved, and you see the sales coming in, and you see the growth of the social media, there'll be one day, I never want to be an entrepreneur. I just want to go back to the team sector, because everything's like this. I know what I'm doing every day. I got the same thing. The routine of being in the team sector is nice, but it's just funny. Being an entrepreneur, I knew that I would either own a business or be working for my dad, who owns his own business, which, be an employee, but technically being an entrepreneur at the same time. But I've learned a lot. It's been a really interesting process. Like I said, there's days where I love this, and there's days where I can't believe people own their own business.
Absolutely. So now that you're building simultaneously a company, a brand, a product, what are some areas that, as you transition from the team sector to this entrepreneurial, amazingly complex and intricate thing, where did you find your blind spots were, your weak spots were, when you entered being an entrepreneur?
My blind spots was definitely, this is going to sound so bad, but professionalism on business calls. Because in the weight room, you can just
be a dude.
Cuss and be a dude and do your thing. And, in business as well, you can't just be blunt all the time. You have to have that poker face when you're on trying to make deals and do all that. And that's one thing that I'm still learning. And my dad's having to rein me back in sometimes. I get it. I was in your position. I was a 25-year-old bullheaded. Just wants to say it how it is all the time, kind of thing. So I think that has been a challenge. But then also, I'd say the logistics side of things, I had no experience in logistics whatsoever. So inventory management, manufacturing, when do I order from the manufacturer to make sure we get it in time to the fulfillment center, and then make sure the fulfillment center has what they need. I would say the logistics side of thing has been a big blind spot for me as well. That's easy to learn. I was able to pick that up pretty quickly, because it's just all timing and making sure that you're organized. But I would say that was probably it on those two. I'm a big relationships guy. I like to talk. If anybody knows me, they know it's hard to get me to shut up. I like to talk. I like building relationships with people. That was one of my big focuses as a graduate assistant was the relationships will get you just as far as how much you don't have. That's just what I've seen to be true up to this point. Yeah, you can be really smart and know a lot, have a good background. And that was one thing that I was like, I had some really good educational base of strength conditioning and periodization and different training methods and the blah, all that. But I didn't know how to coach. I had no idea how to coach. And then also, yeah, there's a lot of things that I've learned over the last couple of years of being in the team and in the private sector. So I think that's pretty good spot to take it back to you.
Now, it's safe to say that you've gotten past the introductory phase of being a business owner with Metabolic Elite. Then you get to a good first year end and you're starting to look at your end of the year P&Ls and you're starting to evaluate where your company is. How are you approaching the future based off of the knowledge of what you're, well, I guess the first question is, do you now have a better idea what Metabolic Elite is?
And I think then is Metabolic Elite, if you're in the circle, like Metabolic Elite was being talked about for 4 or 5 years. I was like, when is this thing actually getting, like, when is this show launch branding? And when it took a lot of research and development, a lot of, hey, what is our brand? What do we want our ethos to be as a company? And over the last year, I think we've really honed in on, we're just peak precision nutrition. It's all of our formulas are very specific. They are all unique, highest quality ingredients. We have the patented delivery system with the chewable liposomal tablet. And then also we want a continuing education for strength professionals on how to marry supplementation, diet, biochemistry, training. How does that all get married into a succinct message and a succinct kind of plan for these athletes? Because there's a lot of things out there that's, I think it's just segmented. Training room, nutrition, supplements, blood work, they're all kind of people see them as separate. We're like, how do we bring them all together and give people a really good idea of a well-thought plan of, hey, how's the stimulus in the weight room complementing the stimulus that the supplement that I'm giving them is doing? Like, how do we really take it to that next level of human performance? And obviously, we believe that our supplements are a solution to that, to help athletes get to that next level of performance because we're able to deliver nutrients more efficiently and more effectively to the athlete, and they're able to utilize the nutrients better. And we just have my dad as a formulator. Also, we're always looking for that cutting edge ingredient, like the one we just dropped, Endurate 2, first to market with that. Nobody else has that raw material out currently. So we're always looking for things like that are cutting edge and really trying to push the needle on the performance side of things for athletes and just, you know, I would say people who just want to live a high performance lifestyle or, you know, they're weekend warriors, lifestyle athlete, you know, anybody who is really trying to just optimize. And that's a big thing right now is how am I optimized and everything now that I'm doing. But coming up on the first year, our first fiscal year is technically in April. So we haven't even hit our first full year of Metabolic Elite yet, which is crazy because of how much we've grown over the last 10 months. I think once April hits, like you said, we'll take a look at the financials, take a look and see what products did well this year, where's our avatar at for who's buying our product, what do our accounts have, how many wholesale do we have, how many coaches, how many teams, how many athletes. Just do, obviously, you have to do a year audit, right, and get in scope of where everything is at in the company. And then after the first year, this is when we really need to push hard into college and professional sports. We need to start aligning ourselves with some bigger athletes and teams and try and get our kind of Metabolic Elite athlete portfolio built out of people that are utilizing our product in their training. And also the marketing up to this point, we virtually have spent $0 on marketing. It's been all organic growth this entire first year. Looking to expand the marketing spend in 2025, I think, is a big goal of ours. And then also just producing high quality content. Our guys at a Grapevine Nerd Studs, we have a pretty amazing plan for 2025 with them. We're producing some really cool looking videos, some cool looking advertisements. Obviously, we're very passionate about education. We'll always put out high quality education no matter what. That's never a question. I'm really excited for us to hit our year mark and see, hey, what did that end of the year P&L look like? And it's a really exciting time for us.
A good pause moment, because if you're listening to this, it probably feels very like testimonial as for Metabolic Elite, which I'll be honest, I think it's important that you as a strength coach, if you're looking to start a business, whether it's a digital training business or I want to become an influencer and on my own brand, or maybe I want to start something, a company. There's no separation between who you are and the company you represent. It is you. That people buy you. They don't buy a product without having any association with the person. It's because Metabolic Elite's unique, where it has a lot of unique things that other supplement companies can't do. But if you were going to start a digital training program, the differentiator is you, not your program. And if you don't talk about it ad nauseum and talk about how it's in your DNA, what your program represents, you're going to lose out on that potential customer that wants to figure out and unpack what they're buying through you. And then the program represents you and your identity. So if you're getting like, oh, okay, it feels very promotional for Metabolic Elite. Yeah. Because this conversation wasn't going to go any other way. It was just never going to go. I wouldn't bring Christian on if he wasn't going to talk about it. So that conversation of, hey, who you are as a person is the brand that you create for your company. It's there and it has to be spoken about. And if you have some sort of weird stigmatism against it, like you got to get out of your own head, because it's a huge part about building a successful business in the modern era.
100%. You know, authenticity sells. And I live the brand. Like I live the qualities and the ethos that we are as a company every day. It's how I was raised with my dad. I see the value in what we're doing, right? So that's where and more passion comes from. If you genuinely value what you're trying to push and your mission, you should be a little animated, a little fired up when you get to start talking about the 60-hour work weeks, the times where, man, I really just want to sit down and watch Netflix right now, but I can't because emails have to get sent, orders have to be sent out. I have to make sure I'm circling back with the people that I have to circle back with. And don't get me wrong, I think work-life balance 100% is a thing that is important, 100%, but I'm recently single 25-year-old guy. Why would I not just be all in right now and just give ourselves the best opportunity to succeed that we possibly can?
Yeah. And it's an amazing thing to think about with the idea of there's no such thing as balance. Is the thing that you're doing is already balanced. And that concept, as it starts to unfold, I have so many things that fill me up, interest me, I love, I'm passionate about, I can share if I do have a family. Who's to say what your work isn't a shared opportunity or experience with your family? And then work-life balance becomes a less binary thing, more of an integrated, seamless thing. And that process too, if you're looking at, like, I think the digital strength training program or a digital program from a college-level strength coach is probably the area that if you're listening to these, you want to get as much conversation around. You got to have awareness of the amount of work it's going to take to cross that threshold that so many other coaches have been willing to cross. And it's so competitive and so saturated. Like a great book would be the Big Blue Ocean. And looking at, there's no such thing as a unique value, a proprietary thing anymore. You have to be able to distinguish yourself in a very saturated market.
Yeah, I resonate with that very much so, because of the supplement market being so saturated. We just so are happen to have something that is proprietary to us, which is so rare. So that's where we saw ourselves being able to have we have a distinct advantage in the market. And we have our market placement with our coaches that we have involved is really dialed. We have a great recipe for success. If we don't succeed, then we obviously think they're wrong.
You're first to market, which is a harder story to tell because it hasn't been told yet. Because people are naturally untrustworthy. Right? Well, they're going to be skeptical. So if this is so good, why wasn't it invented before?
Yeah. Those questions a lot. They're like, oh, we've heard of liposomal stuff before. Why have we heard of a chewable solid state liposome recently? And why is it better than liquid and all these things? Like, we are getting hammered with those questions all the time. And then we just give them the data, give them the white papers. Here's the research behind the ingredients that we use. Here's this. So try it. Value. And that's It really, you have to have a compelling story to sell. And if you don't, and you don't, we had to be careful because we had to be careful to not cast our net too wide, right? Because the technology really does apply. It can, these supplements can apply to anybody, people who are sick, people like they, it can, but that's just the materials and the supplements and the ingredients. We have a wide range of uses, right? So we easily could have just been a direct consumer for everyone, right? But then you cast your net too wide. How do you market that? How do you, dial in your ad spend? How do you really have a lane? That was our thing, is like, we need to pick a lane and just stay in it. And that's just high performance. Everybody's looking for high performance now. Everybody's looking to optimize their life. How do I get more out of my supplements? How do I get more out of my training? How do I get more out of my blood work? Like, how am I optimizing my, you only get one body, right? How, everybody needs to make this thing last as long as possible. And that's where we found, we're like, okay, the people that see value and what our mission is, are going to people, is going to be people that value a high performance lifestyle, health and wellness. And a lot of the times, just so happens that athletes fall into that circle of people that are looking to optimize their performance.
Absolutely. All right. So, closing message, what are some things that you've learned in the past year since you've left the team sector that you are going to take with you for the rest of your life?
Okay. So the main thing that I learned from the team sector is, I think authenticity is one. Make genuine connections with people and they will trust you. Organization, team management, I think is a big one for me. It was how can I have my eyes on everything at the same time? I can see that rack all the way down on the end, and I can see that rack all the way down on the end. And I think that's technically like a metaphor, because I don't have racks that I manage as a business owner, but I have social media. I have all of these different aspects of things that I have to be cognizant of at all times. So I'd say authenticity, organization, and then just busting your ass. There's no getting around hard work in the team sector. There just isn't. Late hours, up early, late nights. I'd say those are the three takeaways from the team sector that I'll always be grateful for.
Nice. And then could you imagine yourself this first year being an entrepreneur without those three?
Yes, but it'd be a lot harder to be successful, just being straight up. I probably could get it done. It might have been a harder road, but I think those are pretty core values to just being a successful and rounded, respectful individual.
This is great. Thank you so much, man. I was fired up on this. And the Metabolic Elite, man, get it. There's no better product in the market. And obviously, we part of a cohort that is going to, but you also have a good team, folks. Aren't just throwing their name on stuff they don't really resonate and believe with. And you can just look at the collective group that are affiliated with Metabolic Elite. I think every single one of those guys are going to be people that you would go, okay, they stand for something. They have integrity with what they do, and their decisions aren't for any other reason, because this is the best potential option and they resonate with it. So this is cool, man. I appreciate this time.
No, hey, thanks for having me on. It was a great conversation. I look forward to maybe doing it again. And
yeah,
I do want to shout out the Coaches Collective. Those calls every Thursday are fun, let me tell you. Or is it when my days get so turned around? Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, I love my Coaches Collective calls on Thursdays.
We got it.
There's always something different going on in here.
I know. It's, if you're not familiar with the Collective Call, it's a private group we have through the Performance Health website. And honestly, it's one, from a network perspective, you're going to get exposed to some of the best strength coaches in the world. And I'm not exaggerating on that. Like, the roster of coaches we have on this, in this group, is second to none. And then the other part, it's the diversity in conversation. We have private sector, public sector. We have professional strength coaches, high school strength coaches, college strength coaches. We have people who work predominantly with general populations. We have people who work with just straight athletes. And everybody is really immersed in what they do, and they're the best at what they do, and they care infinitely about it. They just need an outlet to talk to someone that maybe can relate. And the collective is, it's not like a men's group, but it is a group that can really connect a lot of dots for a lot of strength coaches that feel isolated and alone, because they're working their ass off and they're committing to development like no one else in their direct vicinity. And I've always felt that in any sector, everyone. I work with some great strength coaches. I just felt like no one was committed to their craft as I was. And I've always sought outward for other strength coaches. And you find your tribe and the people that, like, they're reading books Friday night and they're going to courses and seminars anytime they have a 3-day weekend, or they're seeking mentors or consults whenever they can. And that there's plenty of folks out there like that. So if you're resonating with that, come a member, get a book every month, and we're just going to dive into it. The book's phenomenal, man. That's, if anything, the book alone and the ability to,
you're getting value from the book, but then you're also getting value from the discussion of the book. And then you're getting value from the program reviews that we do. And then even goes into facility design. I'll plan on designing a facility anytime here soon as a metabolic elite, the president of metabolic elite, but I get value out of the calls because
you are definitely putting together a facility here.
That's the thing is my dad's side called
Metabolic Elite Ranch.
So it's called the street that they live on, Rams Lake Road. So we'll see what the name of the gym ends up being, but it was funny you said that because I was like, oh, I got to go look back at the call we did with Sean on facility design. Cause I was like, we're not to be designing, ordering equipment and designing a new facility because we plan on shooting a lot of content in there and doing a lot of demos and things like with my dad doing stuff versus me. And it's going to be a good time, but there's value. And even if you're not directly related, the topic that we're talking about, you can always pull nuggets from everything every week. So highly recommend for all the listeners out there.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.